All right, everybody, welcome to the 2021 pre-convention kickoff of the membership committee.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to thank all of you for being here and making time for this. We have been hard at work preparing for this agenda. We are going to do things a little bit differently this year, but that's what we said last year, right? So, I'm going to dispense with the long speeches and whatnot. And we are going to go with introductions, and we have a little bit of an icebreaker. And the way this is going to work, is Teresa here? Teresa is not here. Okay, so I'll take care of this then. The way that this is going to work is that we are going to call you by letters, as we usually do at our meetings. So if your name, for example, starts A through F of your last name, you're going to tell us your name, where you're from, what chapter you're from, and the icebreaker question of the evening is, what is a useless talent that you have?
Useless talent.
So,
I'm
what I want you to do is
useless.
say your name and then you will be recognized and I'll have you continue on.
So first or last name, I don't know.
Last name.
Oh, sorry.
A
Oh.
through F.
Oh, sorry.
That's not fair. Hi. It's
I know that's
Hey, Gabe. It's Gloria Seves, of course.
Space.
And
Space is the man.
I'm from the Capital Chapter. I'm Kelly here. And what was the other question?
Okay, name, where you're from, chapter, and what is a useless talent of yours?
Singing. Everybody runs.
Hey, I don't consider that useless, but okay. Next, who else wants to be recognized? A through F.
I'm Susan.
Tony Ames. I'm from
Tony, go
Fresno,
ahead. I heard you.
California, and I don't have any useless talents.
Okay. What chapter are you from?
I'm a member at large.
Awesome.
At
Member at
large.
large.
Welcome, welcome.
I have a
Next.
question.
I'm Artis Bazin, and I live in Burbank and with the Glendale Burbank chapter. And my useless talent, I'm really good at remembering addresses and where things are, and I remember them from cities I haven't lived in for 40 years.
Awesome.
Dan
This is.
Alley.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Dan Alley, can you hear me?
A little bit, yes, go ahead.
Are you sure you can hear me?
Now I
Suzanne
can.
Alley, I'm from the Riverside chapter, and my useless talent is I'm double jointed.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Kevin Burkreef, Glendale Burbank chapter. Useless talent, useless trivia. A lot of nonsense. Know a lot of nonsense.
All right.
Are we doing A through F first and then
A
going down?
through F first, yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
This is Christy
Christine Bailey.
Creston.
Wait, wait,
Okay.
wait. I heard another guy. Who was asking A through F?
Nathan.
Nathan. Okay, great. Go ahead, Christy.
Okay, so this is Christy Creston. And I am a president of the Active Growing Inland Valleys chapter. And my useless talent is remembering extraneous facts that have nothing to do with anything, just because I can.
Okay, great.
Louise
Anybody
Brown.
else? A through F.
It's Connie
Louise Brown.
Bateman,
Wait,
from Sac.
you got Christine Bailey. And
Yes.
Connie Bateman and another person that
Okay,
said
I'm sure they'll call on. They'll call. They'll call
they
to be
did.
recognized.
They
Okay,
did. I
so.
already did.
Yeah,
Am I
Christine.
unmuted?
Yes, you
Yes.
are.
Thank you.
Yeah,
So
you are.
Margie's in line somewhere.
Christine
Okay.
was next.
Christine?
Yes, I was. Hi, my name's Christine Bailey. I'm the president of the Inland Empire chapter here in Riverside. As far as useless talent right now, I can't think of anything, so somebody else can go.
Connie, go ahead.
This is Connie Bateman, and I'm in the ACB Capital Chapter in Sacramento. And I don't know if you would call this a useless talent, but I've been compiling resources for house repairs in a folder.
I would say that organization can be sort of useless if it's
Unfortunately, I've had a lot of house repairs to do lately. I just had my whole sewer line replaced last week.
And so
I'm permanently traumatized now.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Let's
The cost.
Let's extend this A through M.
Wait! Hey, you still have others.
No, we have others.
Oh, I'm sorry, Margie. Go ahead.
That's okay. Forget about me.
My
name is Margie Donovan. I am a member of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers. And I think my useless talent is, and it is useless, people respond all the time, cleaning a clean house.
Okay.
We don't know what that is.
How clean can you clean it?
Until I have nothing else to do.
That's right.
Anybody
Frank
else?
Frank Welty here.
Wait.
Hang on,
yes. We had some bees. Go.
James
Chamberlain.
Wait.
Regina Frank.
Sorry.
Well, somebody was
before. Wait, who's running this?
Hang on, guys.
Somebody was before, wait to be recognized by Guillermo because somebody was before that got squashed.
Christy, Dorini, go ahead.
Victavo, hi, there's a chapter. I think it's remembering things I don't want to remember.
Remembering things you don't want to remember.
This is Nathan. I can't hear.
Okay, go ahead. If we can all just keep the conversation down to a minimum unless you are recognized.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Was that me, Lorraine?
What is your name?
My name's Lorraine Brown. I'm San Jose, Silicon Valley chapter. And my useless thing is I am forever making lists but not following them.
Oh.
Okay. Anybody
James
else?
Chamberlain.
Okay.
James Chamberlain. Living north all over Glendale, Burbank area chapter. I don't have anything I'm not useless with. I'm kidding. I love it.
Hey, Steve Amanoff here.
Steve Amanoff.
Debbie Armstrong.
Go ahead. Steve and then Debbie.
Okay. Well, I'm the vice president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and useless talent is remembering phone numbers of places and people who no longer have those phone numbers and live where they lived, and just, but they're still in my head.
That's awesome.
That's interesting. Okay. Debbie Armstrong.
Debbie Armstrong, Silicon Valley chapter. My useless talent is talking to dogs in full sentences like they really understand me. Like, silly dog, stop stepping on me.
Hi.
Hi. This is Sylvia Blanco.
Hey, Sylvia. Great.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a member at the Active Blind Inland Empire at Valley. So I don't know. I guess I'm somewhat share the same talent as the person previous to me. I tend to talk to my dogs as if they're understanding me.
All right.
Regina Brink.
Go ahead, Regina.
I am the president of the ACB Capital Chapter and the Inclusive Diversity Affiliate. And my useless talent is I can make hospital corners on the bed, but no one ever sees them. government.
Joe Green.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just a member for the ACB Capital Chapter.
Just a member.
That's all. My useless talent is, I guess I can rap a little bit. So don't.
That's not useless.
That
works. All right. It's not making us any money.
So it is useless.
And what letters were we doing again on this side? It was loud.
Actually, we're going to extend this to the letter M.
Okay. My last name is
not in. Right.
Okay.
What's that sound?
Are we going?
Go ahead. A through M.
What letters? M through P?
A through M.
A through
M as in Mary.
Yes.
Guillermo, I have a person who has raised their hand. It's Jordan.
Go ahead, Jordan. You'll need to unmute if you're not already.
He is currently still muted.
Okay.
But his last name does start with an M, so.
Okay. Jordan, if you're on the phone, it's going to be
six.
Star six. I just had a...
He's on the computer. He has his camera on.
So then... Oh my! If you're on the computer, or command.
Oh, am I unmuted now?
Yeah, you are.
There you go.
I had a question because I did hear Regina M. I mean Regina G. going. I was wondering if we were doing A through M.
Yes, A through M.
My name is Jordan Miranda. I'm from the Inland Empire Chapter with Christine Bailey as my president. I do not have anything I'm useless with.
Okay. Anybody else? A through M.
Ray Marcus.
Okay. Hey, Ray.
Hello, Guillermo, and everybody. This is Ray from Bayview Chapter. My useless talent would be playing air guitar, because I've been told that I make funny faces when I'm hearing music and I'm playing an air guitar.
Maybe somebody can audio describe that.
Yeah, that's funny. Did you audio describe that for us?
All right. Anybody else say through M?
Sarah Harris.
Okay.
All right. Sarah Harris from Fresno, and president of CCP Fresno Chapter, and my useless talent is amazing. I can say the alphabet backwards, and it's all because my husband told me it was a dumb thing for somebody to know how to do, so I taught my kid, and I never forgot it.
Wow.
So there you go.
Awesome.
Game Druffa.
Go ahead, Gabe.
And
don't say Edie.
Hey, that's very useful.
I thought I was the only one that did the alphabet backwards.
I live in Concord, and my home chapter is the Contra Costa chapter, a member of about seven other chapters. And useless talent, I'll have to join a few others and say useless trivia, especially when it comes to either sports or history.
I don't think that's useless.
I don't think it is either. No, yeah,
it's useless. It's useless facts.
But it's not useless.
All right. Anybody else that we've missed A through M?
Guillermo, I have someone with their raised hand. Their name is caller in user number one.
Okay.
Her name.
We will recognize that person. So
I believe it's probably Bernice Guillermo.
It's probably could be. Go ahead and unmute star six if you're not already muted or unmuted.
Okay, I thought I was. Bernice Kandarian, president of the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. And I think my useless thing is spending a lot of hours on the phone.
Resume. Anyway.
Thank you. Well,
listen, I call all over the United States.
Right. Yes.
That's fantastic, Bernice.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Next up, A through M.
This is David Mandel from Berkeley, San Francisco chapter. And one of my most useless talents is what I had to learn in acting school when I was training as an actor, to talk really fast.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They call it speaking Italians. Don't ask me why. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Anybody else say through them?
Steve Bauer.
Hi, everybody.
Steve Bauer.
Hello, Greater Los Angeles chapter and useless. When I was in Boy Scout camp many years ago, and we had a rainy day, and three of us actually memorized pi out to 22 places. I don't know about the other two people, but I still remember for whatever bizarre reason. I can't forget.
Oh, my goodness.
You memorized what?
Pi.
Oh, pi. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, pi.
Wow. 3.1415.
All right, let's extend this to the rest of the alphabet now. Anybody else we may have missed? Go right ahead.
This is Jessica Marquez. I am your moderator for today, as in Zoom. And I am the vice president of the Long Beach chapter. And my useless talent is... what is it? I don't know. Oh, I love
moderating Zoom.
Yeah. Well, it's not really useless, but okay. I was going to say Animal Crossing playing. I'm currently playing a video game, and collecting fruits is my jam, and it's pretty useless.
Yep.
All right.
Nathan Pierce.
Go ahead, Nathan.
I guess Fresno chapter, and I would say singing as mine.
As I said before, I don't think it's a useless talent, but we'll take it.
Donna Sanchez from San Jose. I'm a member of Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and my useless talent is sitting doing nothing.
Oh.
Oh, great.
I think that's
great.
Linda Samoski.
Okay, I heard Linda, and then I heard somebody else.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah. So go ahead, Linda.
So I am a member of the Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter with Christy and Sylvia. And my useless talent is I have really fallen arches. And so when I walk across the floor in my bare feet, if I walk on tile or wood, it makes a sound like a clicking sound. And it sounds like an old woman walking in high heels.
Ooh, ouch.
All right. I heard somebody call my name, and
I did too.
Yes, I did.
That's great.
John Ross has his hand up.
Go ahead, John.
Hello, everyone. This is John Ross. I am from Bakersfield, California. I am a member of the Greater Bakersfield Council, as well as the Active Blind in the Inland Valleys. And I guess my useless talent is I can scramble eggs in the microwave.
Oh, wow.
That's not a huge... Oh. Awesome. Yeah, that's a good talent.
All right.
This is Philby. Oh, go ahead, Phil.
Frank, I hear you.
Okay, Frank Welty. I am the interim president of the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. Come join us. And my useless talent is that I was a computer programmer back in the 90s. So if you know anybody who has a 40-year-old COBOL program that needs to be updated, give me a call.
Wow. All righty then. All right. He gets the prize so far.
Yeah.
Phil Obregon.
Go ahead, Phil.
Phil Obregon from the Orange County chapter. And my useless challenge is that I can tie a necktie. I had to wear a necktie to work 40 years. Now I'm retired, so it's useless.
No.
Don't forget that skill, how to tie.
Right. Okay, next up.
Joe Smith.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I am Joe Smith, and I am a at-large member and also a member of the California Alliance on Aging with and Vision Loss. And useless talent, probably my bowling. Basically with all the bowling alleys closed right now, but that's my passion.
It sucks up getting bowling.
Yeah. You and I used to bowl together.
Awesome. Okay, let's. Anybody else who hasn't gone?
Linda Nicole Perel.
Linda Perel, I heard.
We always say our names at the same time. You go first, Linda.
Yeah, we do, because we're close together. Hey, Nikki. So, all right. So, I'm Linda Perel. I live in beautiful San Francisco and belong to the San Francisco chapter. But I'm also secretary of CCB. And my useless talent is, all right, I'll tell you two things about it. It used to be that if you turned on NPR at any point during a 24-hour period, all I had to do was hear the voice to tell you exactly what time it was right then.
Wow.
But now, wow. My useless talent is, I know the name of every weekday host on MSNBC between 4 p.m. and midnight.
No.
That is useless.
I like that.
Nicolette. Hey, everyone thinks it's Nikki. Useless but me.
No, I think it's useful. That's great, Linda.
Yeah, love it, Linda.
Nikki.
Oh, this is Nicolette Noyce, and my useless talent. It's useless now, but when computers first came out, there's something about my body that would mess up a computer screen. It would mess up a television screen. Mm-hmm. And when we first got this mainframe computer for the business, my parents were inputting books in China, and other people would spend hours inputting information, and I'd come along my turn, and I'd crash the whole thing. And so I had a boyfriend at the time. I think I was already divorced. Yeah, I was in the process of getting a divorce, but I had this boyfriend, and he said, you should wear a hematite bracelet because that will equalize whatever's going on in your body. And I did. He even got me one. He got me a hematite bracelet. So, awesome. And it did. It stopped all of that. So now that's a useless talent. Awesome. So there you have it.
So I'm going to help speed this up a little bit. If there's anybody else that we've missed, go ahead and identify yourselves.
I'm Patty Nash. I'm president of Bayview Chapter. And my useless talent is that I have a compulsion to offer lengthy explanations, which some people would rather not hear.
Okay.
Anthony Watts.
Anthony Signorello.
Stephanie Watts and then Anthony Signorello.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Watts, and I am in Sacramento, California with the beautiful ACB Capital Chapter. And my useless talent as a blind person with very little light perception and shapes and shadows is I can draw. I can actually draw
awesome.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Oh,
that's not going to help me now, though.
Yeah. That's neat.
Anthony.
That's not useless.
Oh, no, trust me.
Okay.
We're getting more
people. Anthony Signorello.
Go ahead.
I won't talk unless other people are quiet. My useless talent is being annoyed by people all the time. And I belong to the Glendale Burbank chapter. I live in North Hollywood. I am currently president of the Glendale Burbank chapter. And it doesn't make sense to be annoyed all the time. That's a useless talent.
It certainly is.
Oh, yeah. This is Nikki. I forgot to tell you, I live in San Francisco and I'm part of the San Francisco
awesome.
chapter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Reese Diamond.
Go ahead, Reese.
San Diego, California, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. And my useless talent is that I am able to make a perfect professional sounding mix cassette tape from listening to the radio.
What are cassettes?
I spent hours learning how to do that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Have we missed anybody?
Yes.
This is
Vivian, and Silicon Valley chapter, along with a bunch of other affiliates from Downey, but I work in Northern California, and so I like having both ends of the state, if you will, in access in different ways. And my useless talent is playing the ukulele because I forgot how to do it. I used to play it years ago when I was at camp Bloomfield.
Awesome.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I remember that.
I still remember how to play the guitar, but the ukulele, yeah.
Didn't camp Bloomfield? Didn't it burn down a few years ago?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Right. They rebuild it.
Different subject, different day.
Yeah, different day.
Let's keep this moving.
This is Vita Zambuli.
Go ahead.
This is Vita Zambuli. I am president of the San Francisco chapter, and my useless talent, which I'm sure many of you can understand, is the ability to forget why I went to another room
and
I left the first room.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that.
That's good. That's very good.
All right. Okay.
This is Ed Crespin, and Christy will like this one. My useless talent is taking shortcuts and not finding out they're short.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else?
Lisa Thomas, Fresno chapter. For that chapter. I have a lot of useless talents. I just can't think of any, but I just wanted to say hi.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Anybody else haven't gone? Great. Well, that took a while, but it was very
interesting. What about you, Guillermo? Don't you
have what about me?
Yeah.
All your talents are useful, Guillermo. That's
and I haven't heard so a couple of other members from this committee. Either.
My name is Guillermo Robles. I am your chairperson for this committee. And I belong to the Greater Los Angeles chapter. And my useless talent is actually a very hilarious useless talent. Ooh. I am able to study people and sometimes impersonate them. It's gotten me into a little bit of trouble because I have had some bidding wars at auctions with a member of the CCB who will remain nameless. And they're probably not on this call. It was very entertaining to see that.
Yeah.
So that's my useless talent. All right. So moving right along with our program, we probably should have reversed this, but we're going to talk a little bit about Zoom etiquette. I want to introduce our moderating team for the evening. It's Jessica Marquez and Reese Diamond, and Jessica is going to talk about some Zoom etiquette for this call.
Greetings, everyone. Someone has their computer. There we go. Hi, everybody. So today we are going to, hopefully I created for the people that are low vision, there is a PowerPoint on the screen. If not, it's okay because we're all going to read it out for you as we keep along. So right now we just did welcoming to the convention, introductions, roll call, and icebreakers. Now I will be going over Zoom etiquette rules. They are your typical Zoom etiquette rules that we usually have. Everyone will be muted. I will be muting people for the little time of people speaking regarding first we'll be looking forward to the convention and then talking about the CCB mission and philosophy. And then we will leave questions towards the end.
Oh, no. Jessica,
are you
unmute yourself? I accidentally muted all and muted you too.
Oh, that's what you did.
Okay. Okay. That was that makes sense. All right.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Hopefully you're able to hear me now. Where did you hear any of that what I just said?
Go back to the first page.
Okay, go
back. Okay. I am so sorry about that.
It's all right, Reese. All right. So I'll just go Zoom etiquette, like I mentioned, to my own self. Everyone will be muted, and I will, like Reese did, and I will definitely be checking hands raised, making sure if you have a question, I will acknowledge you. And the way to unmute, if you have a phone, it is *6. If you have an iPhone, iPad, computer, if you swipe to the left side somewhere, it will say mute, unmute, and that's where you hit the button. If you have a question, in order to raise your hand, you will hit *9 on your phone in order for me to see that you have your hand raised. And that is the Zoom etiquette. Are there any questions, comments, concerns? If not, then we will turn it over to the next person who's going to speak. Which is looking ahead to the convention, President Gabe Griffith. And you might be muted. Let me.
Jessica, this is Nathan. I didn't want
to. I think I'm unmuted. Nope.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it took me a while to jump around for it. Okay. So, welcome everybody to our first of, 21 straight days of convention activities. And I think that in order to be able to look forward, we need to take a quick trip into the distant past and go clear back to as recently as 2019. Back when we were all able to get together, conventions were a 3 to 4 day event all in person. Everybody got roughly 90,000 steps in a day. I had to attend 5 meetings at once, all of that fun stuff. We were planning that same kind of thing last year. And then, as I feel like I've said about a million times now, COVID hit. And all of a sudden we realized we couldn't have an in-person convention. We were trying to figure out how to have some kind of a convention. And the idea of convention month was born. Last year, it was kind of a modified version. We had a couple of things during the week, a few things on a weekend, a couple of weekends, and then a 2-day convention event. And then after that, we realized that nobody knew what was going to be happening this year. And so we decided to plan a convention month. And that is where this idea that kind of had its roots last year totally expanded this year. And so now we have, as I said, starting tonight, we have things planned for the next 21 days, which is just crazy if you stop and think about it. So all of the different committees and affiliates that would normally be meeting at convention and usually all at the same time, and in case of resolutions until 3 in the morning, are going to be happening all in their own time slots for the next couple of weeks. So obviously we have the membership committee meeting tonight. Tomorrow night is resolutions. Credentials is later this week. We have our pre-convention board meeting. And I'm not going to go through everything here, just kind of highlighting a few things. We have some trivia nights. We have a couple of seminars on transportation. One of them is, I believe, this weekend. And then we have another one during the actual convention event at the end of all of this. We are going to have a writer's workshop. There's going to be a scholarship meeting or what are we calling it, seminar, where we're welcoming all the scholarship winners, just all kinds of different events. So everyone who is registered, you will have gotten the program. It is available for download on our website in a few different formats. This year, we are happy to bring back the large print program. We have audio and we have Braille. So thank you to everybody who has put to get all the time in for those. And I encourage everybody, if you have not, to register for the convention so that you can get stuff. If you're here tonight, then you have either already registered or have shown interest and gotten the information. So we are happy to have you. If you have any questions about the convention, then definitely reach out to any number of us that are on this call tonight. Sarah is here. She is our convention planning guru that has been kind of the major mastermind behind all of this and gotten all of us headed in the right direction. I think sometimes it's like herding cats, and she's done an awesome job at that. Guillermo and Steve were involved in doing the recording of the program. Phil, thank you for getting everything up on the website, and just there's a number of other people that that have made this worked really, really hard to make this thing work. When we get to the main event at the end of the month, we are going to have several different panel presentations. We're starting with a history of CCB, and I think that's going to be really exciting. There's been a whole team putting that together, and so that's going to be a really exciting evening, I think. We're going to be hearing from our Inclusive Diversity Committee. We're going to have a panel on conflict and collaboration and between blindness service organizations and cross disability organizations. And we're going to have elections. We're going to have a bylaw. We're going to have resolutions brought forward and direct what CCB is going to be advocating for and working on in the next year, months and year. So a lot of stuff, a lot of ways to get involved, and hopefully we will see everybody there. And again, if you have any questions, please, my email, you can reach me at gabe.griffith@ccbnet.org. That's gabe.griffith@ccbnet.org, or by phone at 925-222-5762. And you know, we're happy to help answer whatever questions we can and get you where you want to be. So thank you very much. And I will pass it on back to your moderators for the evening.
Thank you.
We also have the Braille Revival League of California Zoom on business meeting on the 20th.
Yes, thank you, Jordan. And we'll be talking more about committees and affiliates towards the end as well.
This is Nathan. I have a question.
Yes.
I'll just go seeing if we have a question, like raising hand. How are we supposed to do that on the iPhone? I have no clue. Do we just speak our name?
Oh, on the iPhone, there should be an actual button on it that says, and let me...
If you're on the app, if you go to more, and then you'll see a raise hand.
I'm not on the app. I just went through the email.
But so yeah, you iPhone.
You hit the link, and so you you did it through the app. It went through that eventually. So you should have on your screen a more button. But if that's a problem right now, I don't think there's any reason why it wouldn't be okay for you just to state your name. Is that okay, Jessica?
Yes, totally fine.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Star 9 will work for him. He used the one tab. So he can press star 9.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
If you use the one tap, you can press star 9 to raise your hand.
Okay, yeah, I don't see it. I'll have to look into it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome, Nathan. All right, our next presenters is a double team, part of our membership committee, and they will be speaking about the CCB mission and philosophy. Please give it up for Christy Crespin and Arden. That's been yay.
So, of course, the CCB motto is, who knows the CCB motto? Three words.
I have no clue.
Oh, you guys, we see it. You see it all the time.
Empowerment through advocacy.
Thank you, Jordan. Woohoo! All right. So, the vision of CCB is that culture, laws, programs, and attitudes throughout California are inclusive of all people, especially persons who are blind or visually impaired. And our mission is, as a statewide membership organization, CCB's mission is to increase the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and quality of life for all Californians who are blind and visually impaired. Through CCB's office in Sacramento and its 40 local chapters and statewide special interest associations, the council provides information and referral, technical assistance, advocacy, leadership, development, publications, emergency funds, accessible technology loans, and scholarships.
Oh.
Our values, persons who are blind and visually impaired can and should take responsibility for their own lives. Equal access is a right. Working collaboratively is the most effective way to create positive change. Our objectives are to maintain statewide and local support networks and resources for Californians who are blind and visually impaired, to encourage and support enhanced self-esteem, self-determination, and provide among all Californians who are blind and visually impaired, to promote employment, educational and training opportunities, as well as economic security for all Californians who are blind and visually impaired, to serve as the principal California organization representing the rights, needs, interests, and concerns of all Californians who are blind and visually impaired before the California legislature and other government entities, to heighten public awareness and understanding of the potential and capabilities of all Californians who are blind and visually impaired. Thank you.
Wow, that was an interesting one.
Okay. Well, this is Artis, and I was asked to talk about the philosophy, the differences between the American Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind. Both are national organizations. And one of the differences is that the National Federation of the Blind tends to be top-down, whereas their leadership make the decisions on what their goals are going to be, what their advocacy is going to relate to, and the different efforts that they put forth. Whereas the American Council of the Blind is grassroots-based. So in other words, a lot of what we do is dependent upon resolutions that are passed at a state and then national conventions. And then those resolutions, what is passed, those are the guiding principles to what the subject matter will be to a lot of the issues that the organization talks about for the next year or two or whatever. So that's kind of one area that's different. Another one is that in ACB, every member gets to vote on every issue, such as, you know, resolutions, bylaws, elections, etc. Whereas in the NFB at a national convention, the affiliates can vote, but not individuals. Another thing that's a little bit different is ACB likes to negotiate to get things, changes made, like when there's problems with access to different things, anywhere from, you know, transportation, computer, software, stores, et cetera. We like to go through the negotiation process, whereas NFB jumps into litigation a little bit quicker, whereas ACB tends to hold off that as a last resort. One of the things that ACB got into many, many years ago was audible pedestrian signals and also audio description. And at first, NFB didn't really embrace those. Now they have. So that is one of the things that now both organizations do work on. And now we do have, a lot of times in the States, the two organizations will try to work together on different things. And even nationally, on occasion, they will work together on things. But those are some of the big differences between the two organizations. And I always tell people, if they're unsure what organization they'd like to join, is to check them both out. And then you can see the differences and decide which organization you prefer to belong to. So hope that is helpful.
Thank you so much, Christy and Artis. We do have a question. We do have a raised hand. Jordan, do you have a question?
Yes. So tomorrow we actually have a presentation by HumanWare.
Yes, thank you for letting us know that there's a presentation for HumanWare. Next raised hand that I see is iPhone.
It's Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
I do have a question. The audio description. Who actually started that? American Council for the Blind or NFB?
The American Council of the Blind.
Okay, because I know, like you were saying, like they were saying that, you know, they do like to jump to, like, more instead of, like, ACB, you know, not, you know, crap, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not negotiation, you know? I've noticed that because I've been in the both I've checked both organizations out. And I feel like this one's the better one for me.
Well, thank you.
let me check if there are any other raised hands. Thank you very much for your question, Nathan. And actually, this will, Guillermo, are you on the floor?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I've been trying to talk for the longest time and nobody's been hearing me. And I'm like, okay.
maybe you were just...
Great. Okay, so let's move this along a little bit. We are going to break out into some sessions here, into some breakout sessions.
Okay.
And so to explain how this is going to work and to lay out the topics that we have that we would love for you to discuss is Rhys Diamond.
Okay. So we have prepared 7 breakout rooms for your edification tonight. We're going to go into these breakout rooms, going to try this out here. See if we can all get into our
actually 6
room. Okay. And so let me check Guillermo. I have group leaders, Vivian, artists, Joe, Gabe, Guillermo, Christy.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Larice. That's
right. I think somebody is going to need to stay out in the main room.
I will stay out.
Jessica is the main.
I'm controlling. Yeah, I'm controlling all the break rooms. So don't worry about that. I will help along the way.
All right. So go ahead.
And so we're going to go to the breakout rooms and discuss 4 topics, 4 questions that we have prepared for you. Should I name the topics now, or would you like to wait until you get into the breakout room?
Go ahead.
Hey, Guillermo, this is Joe. I don't have those questions here. I didn't expect to be a leader in one of the rooms.
It's okay. So. Rhys is going to read them now, and we will move forward from there.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Write this down. So number 1. Are you a member of an ACB or CCB chapter or affiliate? And part 2 of that question is, are you a member of any other consumer organization? So that's a 2-part question for number 1. Are you a member of an ACB or CCB chapter or affiliate? Are you a member of any other consumer organization? Question number 2, is this the first time that you have attended the CCB convention?
Keep on.
Question number 3, what do you wish to gain from the convention?
All right.
And number 4, how can you best maximize your individual as well as your chapter membership during COVID-19 and beyond?
Great. Thank you, Rhys.
All right.
So the way this is going to work is that our moderators will split everybody up evenly into each room.
Okay.
You will pick a captain within your room. Your captain will help moderate these questions. No worries if you can't remember these questions. You will answer them as best as you can. Then once you guys have, there's going to be a set time. And I'm going to say about 15 minutes. Once the time has expired, the rooms will dissolve and we will all be joined back here at the main room.
Okay.
And your captain will then go ahead and report a summary of what's gone on in these rooms. Anybody have any questions?
No.
All right. The rooms are now open.
All right, good luck, everybody. There's about five people for a room. Everybody's joining in. I see people joining in. If you're having trouble, let me know. Thank you, Reese, for opening up the breakout session. I think that was you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are unassigned, so you get to choose which one you would like to go to.
Yes, I have one. I have a room.
Great. Okay. So are we all unassigned, or some of us anyway?
It's just Reese, and then Guillermo, I think, because you're the host, I guess you could choose anyone.
Okay, great.
Guillermo, I put you in a room entitled Guillermo. Room number. Can you see room number? No.
I can't see. Okay, so
you put the moderator's name. Oh, that's awesome.
So Beaton's still out. I'm not in a room.
Hold up. I see you, Guillermo. Your room is called Guillermo.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I love it. I love it. That's smart.
Hello.
Thank you, Reese. Vita is
I'm not in a room.
He's not in
what
a room.
What about Suzanne?
Am I in one?
There should be. So Vita, there should be a message from you on your other side saying to join a room, and you just click accept.
So,
I think I.
Hello?
I don't even see where I am. Okay.
Some people.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know where I am.
I think you can assign them automatically, Jess.
You want me to move them around?
A lot of people are leaving the meeting, guys.
People?
They're leaving this main room and in their breakout session. That's what's happening. People are in the breakout session.
Oh, I don't have a room.
You do have a room. You're number one.
Hello? But how do I get there? I'm sorry. I thought I did. Do I have to go somewhere?
Yes, there should have been a message where you hit go to your room.
Oh no!
Can you try to do it again?
Maybe.
Oh no!
Let me. What do I do when they ask me?
Hold on, Vivia. Let me move you and move you again. Let me move you to Christy's room and then go back. Okay.
Okay.
Breakout rooms. Jessica Marcus is inviting you to join Christy.
See, there you go. So don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Don't do anything.
Vivian.
Okay.
Don't do anything because I'm going to move you to your room again.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Just tell me what to do.
Jessica Marcus is inviting you.
There you go. Click that. Click that message that says Jessica Marcus is inviting you to the room.
For some reason, I'm not seeing this. Okay.
Okay. And Vita's still here also.
Let me do it for you, Vita. I got Vivian in, I think. Yeah, I got Vivian in. Now let me do it for you, Vita. Don't touch anything yet, because I gotta
figure
out where you are. I gotta figure out where you are. Oh, there you are. You're in group. You're with Reese. All right. So I'm gonna move you to another one. I'm gonna move you to five with Christy. Go for it. And you should receive a message on your end to say that I have invited you to the room. There we go. She's in. And then Donna, I see that you're having trouble too. So let me.
Yes.
So I see. Don't worry, Donna. I got you. So let me put you in another room. Let me just find out where you are. Oh, so you're supposed to be with Gabe. I'm going to put you in room number two with Joe. Hopefully that's with Artis. Let's go with Artis. Go for it. So you should see a message right now, like in a blue bubble, or hear it that says to join the room. There we go. All right. Constance, are you having trouble? And then Glorious, are you having trouble on your end as well joining? Move you to Joel's room. I'm gonna move you to Christy's room. Hopefully you received the message again. So you can move to the other room. Constance, are you still having trouble getting into a group? I could resend the message again if you'd like.
Let me see what room you are in. Oh, you're in room number 2. I'll put you in room 1 to see if that works with Vivian. Try that one. There we go. It is now recording again.
Great. I'm glad that we're all back from our various breakout sessions. I'm going to turn this now over to Vivian, who is going to disguise, who is going to lead us in our discussion.
I had to unmute it. Oh, no.
You're unmuted.
Am I unmuted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I was panicking.
No panicking. Don't need to panic. Okay. No panic.
I felt like I was a horse trying to find the way out of the barn, you know? So hello, everybody. I know you guys all have captains. And so the purpose of this part is just for us to summarize, I would think, what the significant points were that you discussed in your meeting via the question. So I'm going to start with Gabe's Zoom room. Who was the captain for that? Gabe's room.
Frank Welke was the captain in that room.
Yes, Frank.
And we had fun. We were in there with Gabe and Steve Bauer and Frank Welke and Jessica Marquez and and Nathan from Fresno. And this is Nathan's first convention.
Mm-hmm.
So we were sharing a lot of information with Nathan, and Nathan was sharing with information with us, and it was a whole lot of fun.
Awesome.
So Nathan is brand new to CCB. He lives in Fresno, and he's just now getting involved. He had encounters with NFB before, but he's just gotten involved with CCB, and he likes it, and he's learning. And he's enjoying it. He is doing work with, he's getting in connected with the Valley Center for the Blind in Fresno. And he's learning, and we're great to have him here.
Okay.
Welcome aboard.
Wonderful. Welcome aboard. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's wonderful. Let's go to Artis's room.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, my group were all chickens, so they all delegated me to be the captain.
Uh-oh.
That was not what we agreed to.
I know we didn't, but I couldn't talk anybody into it.
Okay.
When the first question was, everyone in our group is a member of at least one chapter, mm-hmm. and several of them are members of more than one chapter and mm-hmm. State affiliate as well. And the second part of that question, one of the people on our call is a member also of NFB.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our members are members of other organizations, but they're part of the American Council of the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of members that were members of other organizations that are blindness specific, like San Francisco Lighthouse and some other, you know, organizations that we've worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everyone had been to a previous convention, so none of them were first timers.
Mm-hmm.
The as far as wishing to gain from the convention, most of them just wanted to learn more about CCB, the history. They wanted to learn more about different topics and subjects, and they wanted to meet other people and see what other people did.
Okay, awesome.
The fourth question, how can you best maximize your individual and chapter membership during this time? And most of them felt that just by joining more Zoom calls or conference calls and participating in learning opportunities and networking opportunities would be a best good way to further their own knowledge as well as their membership and their chapter.
Okay, awesome. Who was in your room?
John Ross, Donna Sanchez, Linda Perel, Joe and Stephanie. I'm forgetting somebody.
You?
I wasn't in there. Sorry, Artis, I wasn't in there.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, let me move on because I only have so many minutes, I was told. So I better move on. Christy, what do you want to share?
Sorry. I think she got Regina mixed with Stephanie.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, right. Yeah.
Okay, about me, Artie. My captain was in there. That's all right. That's all right. We still answer the ACB or CCB, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Christy, her your room. Who was the captain?
Go ahead, Peter.
Is Christy still with us?
Yeah, go ahead, Vita.
Ah.
Vita, you're you muted.
Who is that?
Unmute, Vita.
She's working on it.
Okay. Somebody's breathing into the phone.
Who's ever breathing in your phone? Could you kind of pull away a tiny bit? That'd be great.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so we can
come back. She's coming.
We'll come back. I know, but we. Mm-hmm. Oh, Vita, where are you?
Hey, Vivian, this is Joe Smith. You want me to go ahead?
Sorry.
You want me to go ahead?
Vita, is that you? Yeah.
No.
We will. Who was the cat? Who was the link? Christy, can you help with that?
Can you hear me?
Now finally. Yay.
Yeah, the phone was in a different room than the headphones.
Uh-oh. No. Welcome to the world of the blind. Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
So in my room was DJ Kessler, David Mandel, and Christy Crespin, and me.
Okay.
And we, all five of us are members of CCB ACB and a number of affiliates and chapters.
Okay.
I think everybody was member of outside of other groups, like... Well, we weren't sure. They had to be consumer groups specifically to blindness and visual impairment, or just other consumer groups in general.
Well, that's okay. So however you answer,
we weren't sure about that. So I would say about four different groups.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's no one's first time at convention.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn about and possibly join other committees and affiliates to gain information, to gain new information to use for employment, interested in CCB history, panels, and training, joining pre-convention activities to meet people from other chapters, networking, and having fun.
Yay! That was most important.
Yes, and then the last one, encourage people to join more ACB and CCB Zoom sessions, visiting other chapters,
providing people with resources and support during the pandemic. Community, building community by inviting other chapters to tech meetings, Braille class, and to hear speakers from different chapters.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Joe.
Hey, Vita.
Joe, your room's up next.
Joe Smith. That is.
Oh, sorry.
I'm awake. I'm awake.
Yeah, we know that.
I neglected to write names down, and I really...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're relaxed today. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and we had five folks there. I know Sarah Harris was with us, and maybe she remembers the names, but I know Bayview Chapter had a fellow there, and Sarah's from Fresno, and the other two folks... If you're there and can speak out, go ahead and holler out and say you're in our group, and that helped. But they've all been members. They've attended conventions in the past. They really felt that the type of convention that this type of convention is very accessible for everyone, and they're really enjoying to be able to get ideas from other chapters and other people online. They don't have to go to the convention and all. The expense and the mobility and difficulties like that are all go away, and they really have enjoyed that opportunity to be able to attend in this way.
Okay.
And they hope that even if they go back to in-person conventions, they certainly hope that there's going to be more of a hybrid type convention where they'll still be able to participate as an option to attending in person. Okay. And I think we're all hearing that quite a bit from all walks of life. So,
yes, we are.
So, and I thought that was good to share.
Okay.
One of the things they said during the COVID that because of all the chapters are meeting by phone or by computer or smartphones or whatever, they're able to kind of listen in to other chapters and see what they're doing because they're more accessible. They don't have to go to Riverside, to Long Beach, to Fresno, or anything, they can pick up and really join in several of the other chapter meetings to see what's going on with the other chapters. And they really like that opportunity, too, that they've had during the COVID. So I hadn't heard that much in that regard, and I thought that was interesting to look at it that way, too. So, so that basically is what we kind of covered.
Well, thank you. It's a running theme here. Awesome. All right. Let's see. Is there anybody else besides the chapter the room that I was in? Okay. So, Steve. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So, Steve? In my room, we had as captain Christine Bailey. So, just to start things off. Are you ready, Christine, to
get I guess so. I just don't know everybody in the room. I know some of them, but not everybody.
That's not a problem. Don't worry about it.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, thank you. But I had Delarini, I had, I think, Linda and Bernice, and I don't remember the other guy's name.
Jim Chamberlain.
Jim Chamberlain. And we, all of them have been members either of CCB or ACB. Some have had very long years in it, and some of them join different affiliates and special interest groups of CCB, and also the Lions are involved in the Lions Club, and that answers that question. That was the next one.
Somebody's
picking
up the phone again.
So, yeah, if you are on the phone,
pull yourself away.
We can hear you breathing
through your mouth.
microphone or star 6 to mute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And I don't remember the other question.
So I think one of the things that we talked about as far as maximizing is just people felt very connected to the Zoom meetings. I think people wanted more outreach to just more of the at-large members and more of an effort to outreach to seniors and those that aren't technologically able to keep up with the rest of the committee, with the rest of the organization, just make more of an effort to include those that are technologically,
challenged.
Yes. I don't like using that word, but I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
So that's basically what was discussed.
All right.
So.
And how people, you know, that's the generation we need to reach to because they're not knowing what's going on, and you see a lot of them out there. It's mentoring them and helping them try to figure out where to go.
I think mentorship was the big word that kept popping up a lot. So,
yes.
And okay. We can definitely get into a call that is just devoted to mentorship, and I'm seeing that trend come up more and more, especially as we go through this area of COVID. Mm-hmm. Have we left out any other groups?
Yes, we Vivian. Mine last. And so Steve was our captain. So Steve, you want to talk about what we talked about?
Hey, hang on. Uh-oh, I wasn't ready for that one.
Oh, yes, you're the captain.
See, I got put on the spot when I was elected. Now I'm being put on the spot.
That's part of being the captain, but I can help you out. Don't worry.
Yeah, I appreciate that because that makes me feel more comfortable.
Sure.
We had, I think we had one first-timer, but I can't recall who. And one person was a member of Toastmasters. And as far as a consumer group, and then on to the next question, which was,
what do you wish to gain from the convention? That was another.
Just learning new, just networking and learning new things and having the ability to not just to make decisions between one meeting or the other. You could attend whatever you wanted to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then as far as
how best to maximize your membership?
How to get new membership and also to make people feel comfortable in the virtual world because some people aren't and meet people where they are. And then one thing is also when you're doing that, they may help you out in another area that you didn't think of. So it works both ways. And it's just a matter of now that we're all in the same room, so to speak, we can all learn from each other.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
So to summarize on everybody in a couple of sentences, we have found that meeting virtually has enabled us to get to know each other. Meetings are more accessible. We all want to learn and expand what we can do to help each other. And also, really I found it that people, we all have different skills, backgrounds, and that we are embracing them more. And that's aside from the topic where we're going to learn specific information and all that during the convention.
So that's my part.
Vivian.
Yes.
Hi, it's Reese. I wanted to make sure I said a little something about the group I was in.
Of course. I'm sorry. Thanks for. I didn't realize you had not gone yet. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Yes, go ahead.
Really nice that everyone did go before us because we kind of went away. I bared us away from the script because mm-hmm. I was in a room with people I had never met before. And so it was important for me to meet the ladies who were in the room with me, Lisa Thomas, Nikki, and Sylvia, and Patty, they all told me about their time with CCB. Most of them have been members since for a while. And mm-hmm. and Sylvia was the newest. She's a little bit later than me. So she's a scholarship winner mm-hmm. who has been attending some meetings. So it was nice to meet with her. And so mm-hmm. we just did some community building.
Excuse and talked me. About our skills.
Pardon?
Fellow scholarship winner.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow. Don't discount yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, she is a fellow scholarship winner.
There you go.
We introduced ourselves and did some community building mm-hmm. In our group. And so mm-hmm. that's how we took advantage of that time since we didn't have any first timers.
Well, that's called collaboration and getting to know each other. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome to hear.
Thank you very much for that. All right. So now we kind of have an idea about where we're all coming from, and I think that's awesome. So that's it for this part.
Great. We have a little bit of time left, and I know that we have some first-timers, and you're probably asking, how do we get involved, and you know, how does CCB work? So to talk to us about committees and affiliates, I'm going to bring up Joe Smith to kind of wrap this up, and I will give some final thoughts after this.
Hey, just to give you some information about what other opportunities there are with the organization is there's, according to the website anyway, there's 25 chapters throughout California. So there's plenty of areas around California, depending on where you're from, that you might be interested in joining one. And those are all listed on the CCB website. And there are 8 affiliates shown on the website, and that's the Braille Revival League. That's an organization that really their key is to make sure that nobody forgets about Braille. You know, it's got to be, it's a challenge to that Braille is kind of a dying breed, you might say, but they're trying to keep that as a very important part of education for the blind. And so that's one. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss is a new affiliate, and they're affiliated with the National Alliance on Aging, and that's mainly working on keeping trying to look for services and needs of the blind community that are aging as they get older and have more problems with blindness and accessibility and independence and things like that. So that's a fairly new chapter. And then we have the California. What is that?
It's the Inclusive Diversity of California.
Before that, let's see. Well, I've got the the Students California. They can't forget the CCB Students chapter or affiliate, and that's for people that are going to school. And I see people in there that are kind of maybe not in school any longer, but if you're in the education field, I think it's probably a good affiliate if you've been involved in the education field and want to keep some knowledge and some things about what is going on with blind students. That's a good one to be involved in if you have a interest in that. There's the California Citizens with Low Vision. I think Bernice was on a little earlier. Mm-hmm. That is very active in that for many years, and that is also affiliated with National Citizens with Low Vision. And we have the
I'm looking here.
Bless you.
No, I was barking. I'm telling him about the doggies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Golden Gate. Yeah, the Golden Gate.
Golden State.
Golden State. Excuse me. I couldn't figure that out. Golden State guide dogs handlers of California. And let's see. In our group, I guess Vivian's the main person that's a member of that organization with us, too. And a lot of people. That's a very active chapter. They always do a lot of things at the convention. Seems like they always have, some luncheons and have a lot of speakers regarding the guide dog users. It's always quite interesting. And I'm looking for the the
world alarm. Watch face.
Okay.
Shortcuts.
We Somebody can hear you. Inclusion. What's inclusion?
That's the inclusive diversity of California.
Inclusive diversity of California, and that's a fairly new chapter. I guess is it a new chapter or it's just a renamed chapter or affiliate? Excuse me, I always say chapter.
It is a new affiliate that was just voted in.
Okay, And they, and I'm not sure much more about them. I know they've been very active recently. And if you are interested in the different minorities or the diversity of California and what's going on with that, it's something that would be interesting to you to join into their meetings. And finally, the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, which I know that because I was the one that started that chapter back, affiliate back in the 80s with the CCB. So that's the blind vendors that operate snack bars and vending machine facilities throughout California. And the Randolph Shepherd Vendors is the national group, and they're affiliated with ACB. And that's the California chapter of that affiliate. So those are basically the chapters that we have listed. I didn't list them, but there's several committees also within CCB that a lot of people might be interested in joining. It's just like this is the membership committee that we're on right now, volunteering to work on. And if people are interested in different committees that are set up by and appointed by Gabe or his cohorts. And so they, there's several committees, and that's listed on the website too. And other than that, there's the at-large membership. And that is, I keep hearing that there's going to be an affiliate called at-large members, but I haven't seen it yet, but I'm not sure what that'll look like. But at-large members are usually not really affiliated to any chapter or affiliate. They're just at large, and they and typically those are people that just were in remote areas that didn't have a chapter near them, but they wanted to be a member and get the information and keep up to date with what's going on with the organization and that kind of thing. So there's that available to you also. So that's about it.
Great. Thank you so much, Joe. And if anybody has any questions about affiliates or any of the committees, I would be more than happy to answer any of those questions. I'm going to give my email address out. It is g.robles, R-O-B-L-E-S, 1@me.com. And you can reach me, or you can call me at 323-490-5753 with any questions. And this will conclude this kickoff party here. I just want to take a moment to thank everybody in my committee. There are 9 of us, and at the risk of forgetting everybody, I just want to thank all of you for your hard work this year. Thank you for all of your support. And we will plan some extra things throughout the remainder of the year, hopefully, but we cannot do it without you. So if there is a specific topic that you would like to see covered in membership focus calls, please let me know, and we will try to address them the best way that we can. So thank you to everybody on the committee. Thank you to all of you for attending. Thank you for bearing with us as we explore this new way of meeting with the breakout sessions. Hopefully this will not be the last time that we do it. It was really good to do this. So I'm going to end the recording.
Before you do that, Guillermo, I just want to really thank you for being a wonderful leader and guide. And we really appreciate all of the work that you put in and all of the effort that you give to help us to be the best membership committee we can be. Thank you.
Thank you so much, but it takes a village.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It was fun.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to end the recording. And if anybody has any questions, I'll stick by for a little bit before we close the room.
Guillermo, it's Sarah. May I make one quick announcement?
Sure.
All right. So just really quick, everyone, a new piece has been added to the convention. It has been sent out on the list. Humanware is having a workshop on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, April 7th, and it is from 6 to 7 p.m. And if you come and you participate, you can be entered to win a fancy, their brand new Braille display. Come on, somebody help me with what it is. I'm never good at this.
It's the Brilliant BI-20.
There you go. Thank you. Ooh. Thank you. Ooh. So on the same line right here. And remember, this one right here is what we're using for all the pre-convention events except for the board meeting on Thursday and nominating committee if you are appointed to nominating committee. So we're keeping it as simple as possible. And if you do have any questions, please, please reach out. But I wanted to throw it out there in the universe. You guys heard it here. You can come and win a prize, a really big one, almost worth $2,000.
And you know what? We would be remiss if we didn't mention the people that are making this convention possible, our sponsors. So yes, we don't want to go away without mentioning our sponsors for this convention specific. Well, especially our gold sponsor, which is Cruise Automotive. It's Cruise Automation.
Well, they're going by Cruise LLC, and that just makes it easier. So that's right. What I'm going with.
Is it CRUISE?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
LLC.
You'll get to hear about our sponsors all throughout the convention. But I just wanted to, you know, while we've got the recording going, we just really wanted to extend our appreciations to the sponsors that have helped us out. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. You all have a great night.
Thank you, Guillermo.
Thank you, Guillermo.